Jonathan, this is right on the back of our previous episode, and suddenly we find ourselves talking between us about various different things, like geeking out on individual new blocks and getting into the weeds and specifics. Also, didn't get a chance to talk about the weeds and specifics of notes. So I just thought maybe we do a little extra episode. Maybe this is the next episode that we release, or maybe this is a bonus episode. See what happens. How do you feel?
Let's do it.
All right. So you were saying something about, in the in-between episode time, you were saying something about doesn't seem to be any coverage of people geeking out.
Let me reframe it.
All right.
So as I was listening to you, I had only been able to play a few minutes with the 6.9 release, and you were starting to talk about the typography, the font variants. I wasn't quite tracking it. I needed to have actually played with it a bit more to better understand.
That could be my fault.
Mm-hmm. But what I appreciated was your enthusiasm for it. And it reminded me of some of the things that, like, when I read, sometime after the new Apple updates, like John Gruber will do detailed analysis of it. It's a very geeking out. Or he'll reference someone else doing a really detailed breakdown of, like, a new typography choice or a skewering of a font choice. Just recently he did a coverage of a new, like, logo in an app, right? And like how terrible it was. And obviously Apple is a much bigger ecosystem, but it just struck me that like there's no lack of enthusiasm and passion for such things within the WordPress space. And as I was listening to you, I was like, oh, I wonder who else is like geeking out about things and talking about it outside of the people making it.
Look, I'm sure it exists. However, it's a little bit different, because while it's very easy to criticize some decisions that were made behind closed doors where you had no opportunity to influence them, you can criticize that all you want, right? But it requires a little more finesse in approach if you're criticizing an open source project.
Right.
So I want to talk to somebody about, or I want to read, I haven't been able to find it, the GitHub discussion, the track ticket, where somebody ended up deciding that notes should be based on comments. And I want to understand the reasons why, because it introduces a lot of complications down the road for notes, right? It makes them much more difficult to work with outside of Gutenberg. And maybe that's fine, because maybe the whole WordPress interface is going to block first, whatever, you know, like going to a JavaScript. But I can't just write about that and criticize it, because I could have shown up. And had that discussion.
That's such an interesting point, because you could write about it, but there's almost this extra burden of like, if you're going to put that energy into writing about it, why not actually like contribute? And then I wonder, and why not that? And I want, part of it is like when people talk about Apple or other closed ecosystems, there's little that they can do except perhaps hope to influence it by what they say or do. Whereas in WordPress, if you were to do such a thing, there's a very real chance that you would, in fact, have some influence, especially if it was carefully thought out and ideas were, you know, you made some specific recommendations. But is it that that's just a lot more effort?
Yeah, maybe for some people that is it. Maybe the people who do criticize what's been included in core and what hasn't, just go to r/WordPress, don't have much of a technical background. So they don't feel like they can contribute. Although, let me tell you, there's plenty of needs design tagged tickets on the Gutenberg repo. If you have an interest in outside of the technical things to do some design work, or at least give an opinion on how something should work. So
this reminds me, just in the past week or so, I think it was Justin Bieber did a post about a frustration that he was having with a feature in iOS, like how the recording worked. Something with transcription or something. And I remember at the time I read it, I resonated with it, because there's definitely been some things about iOS that I'm like, okay, this is frustrating. But for me, I very much just accept whatever it is. Like iOS is such a big thing that I would not expect that my frustration, it's generally, it's like, it'll get better later. Mm-hmm. But what stood out about that was the sense, at least from the reactions and the sentiment around it, that could be pointing out something that hadn't been pointed out, but a lot of people agreed with. And it's interesting, at least for iOS, if I notice something, I'm like, I'm just going to live with it. It's just sort of an acceptance of it. But kudos to the folks who don't just accept it. And we're like, hey, this could be better. And in WordPress, I think I would feel a pretty big reticence or hesitance to criticize anything because of what you described. It's like, how could I criticize the work of volunteers, especially if I wasn't willing to step in and do it and myself?
Yes.
Which then makes me wonder, how much are we missing out from people who aren't just being critical to put people down, but are, hey, could, like, this is my experience, could this be better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can criticize behavior all we want, but actually criticizing the work and even the triage, you know, choosing what is and what is not included in a release,
right,
that also is the work of a volunteer. You know, that also is something you can contribute to if you show up to meetings or, a lot of core meetings, especially once you get close to a release candidate or even a beta. A lot of the core meetings are just, I'd really like this ticket to be included in the next release. If anybody wants to contribute to it, then we can do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you can't just say, oh, they should have focused on this other area. Who's they? You are they.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah. So notes.
Yeah.
Here's what I tried to do. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say with notes, I think this was a good example. You referenced a technical detail, which is like how it's stored. And based on what you're telling me, it sounds like it's stored as comments, right? And what strikes me there is like at some point, someone had to make a decision about it. And maybe several things were weighed and it could have just come down to, well, this is what this person knows, or this is all the time that there is available. It could have been it could have been really carefully thought out. And there's a really, considered set of decisions, and this is why it was done. But I think in open source and with volunteers, both can equally be true, and that truth can have a lot of ramifications in a project of this scale.
Yeah, in this case, I don't know the factors that were involved in making the decision, so don't think that I'm saying that it was the wrong decision. I'm not saying that. It very well may have been the very best possible decision. I'm just saying I've tried working with notes and I'm running into a lot of frustrations because they're comments.
Yep.
So one of the things I noticed about notes is I feel like, I said this on a previous episode, they feel like a big boy feature. They feel like a grown up, all right, WordPress is starting to get serious now sort of thing. And so I expected to see notes both in the block editor, but also in other parts of the admin.
Oh, interesting.
At some point, we are going to have notifications. Hopefully in 7.0, it's slated for. We're going to have notifications when somebody replies to a note. At some point, we're going to be having tagging. And that's a whole thing. I understand why that was not included in this release, because it's a whole technical hurdle to be able to notify people about updates to their notes, right? But at some point that's going to happen, some point soon. And so it makes all the sense in the world to me to have the amount of notes on a post included in the list table. When you're looking through all of your posts, you should see this has got 4 comments and this has 6 notes. And just in the same way WordPress shows like a separate sort of style for pending comments. This post has 3 pending comments that haven't yet been approved. There should also be some sort of indication that there are unread notes, or even that there are notes that mention you, maybe something like that. There should be some indication in the interface. How are you going to know that there are notes waiting for you in the post? Well, there could be a number of ways. Email is not going to be the only way. But it makes sense to have that outside of the actual post.
So
that makes sense?
It does. This is prompting a few things. First, with notes, notes can be used solo. And they are suggesting a collaborative, and we know that collaboration has been one of the goals of the project for some time, right? But this is making me think, I'm curious how often people are using WordPress solo versus collaboratively. I assume that it's a pretty high percentage of, in terms of active WordPress installs, that actually would in fact have multiple people in it. So to me, some of the things that you're hitting on, it's going to be interesting to see how we in practice move WordPress from being pretty solidly historically, even though it's being used like collaboratively in different ways, being built as a, I'd understand as like a solo, from a solo workflow, like one person's working in it at a time. Like that used to be a thing back then, right? Of like making sure you weren't logged in at the same time. And then we started to have like post-locking and some of those early things that began to acknowledge this reality of multiple people working in it. Now we're moving more squarely into that. And it makes me wonder, is there a future state where I'm turning on or off like solo versus like collaborative mode? And with that, because if it's just me, I don't care if I get notifications about notes because it's me doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, with post-locking, I don't know how post-locking currently works. If you're editing a post and somebody tries to update it via maybe the REST API or WP CLI.
Or Abilities API.
And then that with the Abilities API, I guarantee that somebody will try to update a post while you're editing it and then your edits will override. Yeah, that's going to happen. Anyway.
Interesting. What kind of notice would I get in that case? Like I'm working on a post and then suddenly
you wouldn't get no, it would be a silent sort of failure. Yeah. Anyway, edge case. Anyway. So with notes, we have to have at some point either a new screen entirely that shows you these are all your waiting notifications.
Yeah.
Maybe it's in the admin bar, maybe it's not a whole new screen, but maybe it's a whole new thing. Or we could add it to the post list table next to the title, kind of how it says at the moment, somebody is currently editing this post or something like that. I tried adding it as a column.
Okay.
And well, right now in WordPress, if you have a look at your posts list, there is no column with the header comments. For some reason, we chose to use an icon instead of the word comments. So we do have a column for comments, but the word comments doesn't exist there. And the icon is a speech bubble, which is the same as the icon we use for notes in the block
editor. Oh, interesting. Okay.
So that's like a minor point of potential confusion there. Like maybe people can confuse notes and comments. To be fair, the little tag on the speech bubble is pointing in the opposite direction, but I'm not sure that's going to make too much of a difference. Anyway, and so then we need a change. Oh, in my track ticket, in my pull request, in my, what's it called in SVN, diff, I changed the column header to comments and added another column for notes and then ran into all sorts of problems because there's no documentation yet on how to check whether a post supports notes or not.
And interesting. So
there's some like workarounds there. And then we do have a handy like PHP function in WordPress that checks whether a post has a particular thing enabled for it, like post type supports is the name of the function. But it can't check sub features at the moment. So I had to then go and edit this post type supports function to enable whether if the editor is supported, then does it support this sub feature of the editor, which is notes. And then we store our post type supports in like a complicated format where sometimes it's just a true or false. Sometimes it's an array. Sometimes it's an array of arrays. Anyway, it's like a whole mess. And I tried to sort some of that out in track. I would understand if this change request that I've submitted does not get approved because it touches as few things as possible, but it touches a lot of things and it makes a lot of changes to support just one new minor feature in WordPress.